Friday, Terry Master, Chof Dalet, TV, Tafshin Pepe's, Reb, Pilchas Halpin.
Hi, Ob.
Keep it gay in the family.
We're in the same family. The Choshev organizes, the Choshev Tzibur. As you'll see from the handout, today I'd like to work through the Tefillah of Ashrei with you a little bit, as much as time will allow us. It's quite clear to anybody who thinks about it, Ashrei is the praise of Yiddishkeit, of Klal Yisrael, of Sefer Tehillim. When we're short of time and we come to Shul, we know the halacha is if you had to cut down your psukah de zimra to the absolute minimum, the Ramah tells us that the absolute minimum is you've got to say Baruch Sha'amal, which is the bracha, beforehand, Yishtabach, which is the bracha at the end. In the middle, if you have to, if you cut it down to the bare minimum, it will be Ashrei. Ashrei is the bone, the heart of our praise. Comes Tfilas Mincha and we're short of time or whatever it is, one Shevach, we just say Ashrei. Comes Slichas and we want to start with the Shevach, we choose Ashrei. Clearly Ashrei is the heart and soul of Shevach, of praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We say it so often, yet we don't really know what it's all about. Chazal already tell us. Chazal say that Ashrei is such a choshev tefillah. Chazal say in the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Dalet, Choloimer Tehillah LeDavid. Somebody who says the capital of Tehillah LeDavid, which is where it starts from. Yeah, Ashrei is an addition, but Tehillah LeDavid is where it starts. Anybody who says Tehillah LeDavid b'chol yoim, every day, Gimel pa'amim, three times, which is what we do. Yeah, Ashrei twice in Shacharis and once in Mincha. Muvtach lo shu ben olam haba, is guaranteed that he's going to be a Ben Olam Haba. Now that's quite something. It's quite a healthy guarantee. It definitely would be a good idea. It would be helpful to Kavanah certainly would be helpful. Could be different types of Ben Olam Haba. You have to go over back. Yeah. You know, when I was a teenager, young boy, I had this chus of being a madrich in the Hasmoneum camp in London, and we had a very dynamic leader then called Rabbi Osher Badil. Some of you, Zuchayin Levrach, who passed away, and he's, your cousin. Rabbi Osher, he has a tremendous sense of humor, and every time he went up a mountain, this was in Switzerland, he got to the top of the mountain, Rabbi Osher used to say, he's looking around, he says, I can't see anything, all these mountains in the way. Sometimes we look at one individual psukim and we can't get the bigger picture, right? What I'd like to do today with you, I know we know what Pesach HaSidecho means, what Chanam Urachim Hashem means, but let's have a look at the forest. The forest, the Ashwe, is the bigger picture. That's what I like to do. If you look at what you have in front of you, you already begin to see there's a greater picture which I'd like you to get a hang of, as much as time will allow today. Starting with the very, very beginning, at the top of the page, you have what I've titled as Hoysofa. Ashwe, Yoshwe, Visecha. These are two psukim which Chazal added onto the capital, which I don't want to dwell on, I want to get into the main capital, but let's just translate. Ashrei, fortunate, are those who are Yoshvei Vesecha, who dwell, who are house dwellers, dwellers in the Beis Hashem. We speak about it during Edel, Shifti Beis Hashem. Oide Halucha Sela, continuously will praise you forever. Ashrei Om Shekach Haloi, praiseworthy, fortunate is a nation. We're not just individuals who are in Beis Hashem, we as a nation are in Beis Hashem. Ashrei ha'om shehashem alekov. Now let's go. Tehillah le'David. David the Melech has an introduction. Yeah? And he also has a conclusion, which you'll see at the very end. I want you to have a look at Pasuk. Yeah, you know, it's Apiseid Aleph Beis. Aramimcha b'cholyoim. I want you to have a look at Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. And then drop down to the conclusion in Pasuk Chof Aleph. And maybe look at a common, see if you can find for me a common denominator between these three psukim, the Aleph and Beis in the introduction, and the Chof Aleph in the conclusion. Is there a common denominator between these three psukim? Okay. If we look at the last three words. Thank you. There's a very clear common denominator between those three, okay? So in the first one it says, in Aleph it says, Shimcha lo ilam void. In Beis it's Shimcha lo ilam void. And in Chof Aleph it's Shem Kodesh lo ilam void. Clearly there's a common denominator between these three, okay? David HaMelech is introducing the concept of praise. Now, I'll share with you, I once drove past, it was actually a church. This was actually going back a few years in Sunderland. And on the outside of the church, there was a maimar chocham. One's allowed to take, if it's something chocham, you're allowed to take it from the goyim. And it said like this, is God your steering wheel or your spare wheel? I think it's a gewaltig, if I may say so. For many of us, the Rennish Lolam, many times in our lives, the Kodesh Baruch is a spare wheel. When we're in trouble, we pull out the Rabbanish Lolam, like the spare wheel. But that's not what it's all about. The Rabbanish Lolam is our steering wheel, or we should be our steering wheel, that we run our whole lives and steer our lives with the Rabbanish Lolam. So David HaMelech wants to encourage us to praise the Rabbanish Lolam, not just to turn to him when we're in trouble, but praise, shevach, to constantly thank Hashem for everything that's going right, for that we're alive. So, David HaMelech, let's just have a look at the words, the many, many lashonos for praise. If you look at an art school, they've done a brilliant job with their thesaurus of picking out more and more and more different. But let's have a look at the two names over here. Va'varcha shimcha lo'ilam va'et, and then in Pasuk Beis, va'ahalala shimcha lo'ilam va'et. What's the difference between avarcha and ahalala? So just very quickly, avarcha, the Mishnah says in Brachas, k'shem sh'adam, just as you mavarich al ha'tov, so you mavarich al hara. Mavarich is to bless, means to recognize that it's good. Lahalel, Mefarshim explains, means the word ho'lelus, to be excited. Yeah? So there's two types of praises, levarich and then there's lehalil. Says David. Now the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, people who sing shira in this world, everybody will, when we get there to olam haba, we're all going to want to praise the Rabbeinu Shlom. But the condition is that we've got to start praising him now in this world. Now David HaMelech is telling exactly that to us. He says like this, Arimimcha elekai haMelech. If I will elevate to Hashem in this world, then la'olam void, which is a reference to olam haba, avarcha shimcha la'olam void. I will be zoiche that I'll bless your name in olam haba. Says David HaMelech. But if b'chol yom avarchecha, if every day, if I make it a daily habit of blessing the Rabbeinu Shlom, not just a one-off time, one-off, then va'ahalalah shimcha la'olam va'ad. Then I will merit to be able to praise Hashem excitedly in Olam Haba. According to how we praise Hashem now in this world, so we will be rewarded to be able to praise the Rabbeinu Shlom in Olam Haba. That's the motivation. Before David HaMelech teaches us how to praise, here's the motivation. You know why you should praise? You should praise because you start in this world, you'll be zeicha in Olam Haba. And as much as you do it in this world, so you will be zeicha in Olam Haba. Let's drop to the conclusion, because it's really one unit over here. David HaMelech in the capital, as we go through Be'ez Hashem, we'll see how he teaches Klal Yisrael to praise. And then he says, Tehilas Hashem Yidabe Epi, you'll notice in Aleph and Beis he said, I will be Mevarech Hashem in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba. I will be Mahalal Hashem in Olam Haba. That's just me, David HaMelech. But after he's taught Klal Yisrael how to praise, he says like this, Tehilas Hashem Yidabe Epi, I will praise Hashem and teach Klal Yisrael through my example, I will teach Klal Yisrael how to praise. And now, Yivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodshed Olam Vayet. Through my teaching, all Basar will be able to praise Rabbeinu Shlolam in Gan Eden. Through my teaching, I'll teach Klal Yisrael to praise in this world and how to praise in this world. And through that, all of Klal Yisrael will be zeicha. All of the world, Kol Basar, will be zeicha in Olam Haba to praise the Rabbeinu Shlom. So here we have a clear introduction and a conclusion how David HaMelech wants to motivate us to praise the Rabbeinu Shlom. Olam Haba, but to start here, because if you start here, that's how. Here, David HaMelech says, "Tell us Hashem Yidab."
This world should be praising.
We'll see how David HaMelech teaches us how to praise, and once he does that, Tell us Hashem Yidab Epi, and he sets an example for us, and therefore, B'zeichel as Kol Basar will be praise Hashem Olam Haba. Okay, now we enter the main part, which is actually a three-part. HaDavid HaMelech guides Klal Yisrael in praise. Okay. The first thing we know when we want to praise the Rabbeinu Shlom is we have to work out what it is we're going to praise about the Rabbeinu Shlom. The Rabbeinu Shlom himself? Hashem himself? We say in Anim Zmiris, Dimu Oischa, we describe you, V'loi Kifi Yeshcha, but not as you are. V'yishavucha, we can evaluate you, L'fi Masecha, with your deeds. We can't appraise Hashem. We can't evaluate Hashem because we have no concept. He's totally beyond our understanding. We can't investigate the Rabbeinu Shlom. We evaluate you, what we see you do, your deeds, that we can evaluate them. Accordingly, we can praise the Rabbeinu Shlom. So that's what David HaMelech starts with saying. God on Hashem, Hashem is great, and is exceedingly praised. In His greatness of who He is, Ein Cheka is beyond investigation. We can't praise Hashem. You want to praise Hashem? The only thing you can praise is Dor L'Dor. Every generation in Shabbach Ma'asecha can praise your deeds, Ugvuresecha, and your mighty deeds, Yagidu. So David HaMelech tells us, this is where we're headed. We're headed not to praise Hashem himself. We're headed to praise Hashem's Ma'asecha and Gvuresecha. What is Ma'asecha and what is Gvuresecha? Straightforward. Yes, you'll see this right the way through. Ma'asecha, the deeds of the Rabbeinu Shlom, is whether it's you see as a boire, nature, or whether you see as a manik, the way he runs world events. Natural, right? All within nature. That's Masecha and Gvuresecha. That's Masecha, sorry. What's Gvuresecha? Gvuresecha is when Hashem goes out of nature, right? And he does mighty things. He does nisim, right? That is where we can hop onto the Rabbeinu Shlom and understand something about the Rabbeinu Shlom when we investigate Ma'asecha and Gvuresecha. Now I want you to point out, as we go on now, Dalet Hei Vav and Zayin, I want you to notice something really strange. Rav Shmuel Schwab Zatzal points this out. In Aleph and Beis, David HaMelech speaks about himself. Ari Mimcha, I, Avorcha. Yeah, the Aleph Ay, I will bless. Cholim Avachecha V'ahalala, I will praise. Okay, and then Pasuk Gimel has no indication with this who, but look at Pasuk Dalet. They. Who? Osicha. I. Ve'ezuz noy v'secha yoymei ru. They. Ugdiloscha asa prena. I. Zecherab tu chayabiu. They. Backwards and forwards. What is going on over here? What is David HaMelech doing over here? So if you just, I looked for the sake of your clarity, I underlined, yeah, on the handout, wherever it is that it's they, yes? There is they, there's no Secha is they, Zechrab is they, and otherwise it's always David HaMelech. So Rav Shmuel Schwab explained that there's a dialogue going on over here between David HaMelech and what we called before Kolbasa and the rest of the world. A dialogue. What's going on? We spoke before that there's two ways to praise. There's the Masim and there's the Gevuros. So David HaMelech encouraged us to start praising. So we try, we praise. David HaMelech says, wait a minute. You need some guidance. I want to show you how to praise. When you're speaking about the Masim and the Gevuros, I want to give you guidance. How to praise. So let's start with Ma'asecha. Let's take, for example, an apple. An apple, ask a scientist to describe an apple for you. They'll tell you amazing things about an apple. They'll tell you about the nutritional value of apple. They'll tell you about the life cycle of an apple, the reproduction, how it works. L'havdil asher b'Avigdor Miller zatzal about an apple. He'll tell you all of that. But he'll tell you, design. There's a designer. All this takes us that there's a Borei Olam. And more than that, he designed it for us, to be kind to us. So, for example, if you want to go on an outing and you need a snack, the ideal thing to take with is a snack. Did you ever go into a grocery store and pick up an apple that was larger than you couldn't pick up in your hand? Larger than your hand? I never saw one. You see, maybe a little bit smaller, but the size of an apple is exactly right to fit into a human hand. It's not the size of, imagine if apples were the size of melons. Wouldn't be very convenient. The Rebbeinu Shlom designed it. He designed it for human beings. He knew the size of our palms and he grew the apples to fit the palms. Apple is a very, very juicy fruit. Did you ever need a serviette when you ate an apple? Not really. If you cut an apple in half, you probably will not have to wipe the counter beneath it. Right? Yet, right? It's a sponge. It holds in that juice, right? And even when you cut it up, the juice doesn't come spilling out. Yet the moment you put it into your mouth, you get an explosion of juice. Such a juicy apple. Meirik. This is unbelievable. Kadosh Baruch Hu designed it for our perfect snack. This is what David HaMelech was teaching us. It's not enough just to look at an apple the way a scientist looks at an apple. You have to look at it. Hadar kavoyit hoidecho. The splendorous honor of your majesty. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us. Look at an apple and see this. Yeah, not just Yishabach Ma'asecha, which is what they talk about. Look at Hadar Kavoyit Haidecha. Next. Ugvureisecha Yagidu. Yeah, which is in Pasuk Dalet. The world will turn over Gvureis, Nisim of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But David HaMelech says, no. You have to know how to look, how to view the Nisim of the Rabbeinu Shleilam with a depth. In this week's parasha, let's take one marker. Yes, this parasha is full of the gvuros of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Let's take one marker. Marker Steva. I'm just take one point. Because Baruch Hu told the Mitzrim, he warned the Mitzrim, there's going to be a Makkah of Dever, which was an unbelievable Makkah. Because Baruch Hu, you'd have a field full of hundreds of sheep. Some of them are Mitzris and some of them belong to a Yid. And one here dies here, and this one's alive, this one's dead, this one's alive, this one's dead. Because Baruch Hu has all the records clear exactly what belongs to who. He knows every sheep. Who was the owner of that sheep? And it could be the transaction took place yesterday. Right? Some 10 sheep went transferred from a Mitzri to a Yid. And they survive. Hashem's records are up to date. They're live. They're happening now. But let's look at one more point over here in the Pasuk. Hashem gave a time for this mark and he said it's going to happen tomorrow. Why did he give a time and say it's going to happen tomorrow? Says the Netziv, a beautiful idea. He said, we find when Eden went out of Mitzrayim, we find that they had mikne rav. They had a tremendous amount of mikne. Where did they get all this mikne from? Says the Netziv, straightforward. When the Mitzrayim heard, before Marcus Dever, that all the animals were going to die, so they thought, well, if you're a businessman, well, they'd be gone tomorrow, be worth nothing tomorrow. Well, at least let's cash in today. So they went to the Yidden and they started selling their cattle, their sheep and their cattle. And of course, the price of cattle, supply and demand, yeah, there was a massive supply and demand wasn't so great. So they were selling them off very, 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 very cheap. So the midstream became, the Yidden had a tremendous amount of mikneh because Hashem gave a one day's warning. Had they hadn't had that day's warning, that wouldn't have happened. Mocha, yeah, mocha yasa Hashem. David HaMelech is teaching us the wondrous deeds of Hashem I will discuss. It's not enough just to tell over Makas Deva. You have to have a rebbe like David HaMelech and all his Talmidim like the Netziv and beyond, right, to teach us what it means to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Next. What does that mean? Let's first translate. Ve'ezuz noyrasecha, your awesome power, your imeru, ugduloscha, and your greatness, asaprena, I shall relate. I think the taish is like this. Let's go back to the very sad incident of 9/11/2001, when the Twin Towers were destroyed. Now, if there's a secular book, a geisha book on the story of the Twin Towers, what would it be about? What would it talk about? For sure, it would discuss the planning, how these Rishonim planned it. It would discuss the failures in intelligence on the American part. It would discuss about the construction of the buildings and how is it that they collapsed the way they collapsed after about half an hour of burning. I picked up at home a book that Klal Yisrael wrote about 9/11. I want to share with you one story, which was unreal, which blew my mind. You know that the first, there were four planes in total, yeah? One went into tower. The north tower went into the south tower, the third one into the Pentagon, and the fourth one came down in a field somewhere in Pennsylvania. The first one flew into the north tower at 8:53 a.m., The second plane, which took off somewhere in, I think it was maybe perhaps Baltimore, there was a Yid who was supposed to be on that flight. He was flying a business flight on his way to wherever he was going to. And I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe he was in the middle of Shacharis. I don't know exactly what it was that happened. But he boarded very, very last minute. And when he got on board, he suddenly chapped that he'd left his talis and tefillin off the plane. So he went to this, he only chapped that once they really closed the doors. He got up immediately and said to the stewardess, I need to go back and fetch something. And they said, we can't. We've already closed the door, there's security laws, we can't. He said, I really need to go, I can't let this go. And they said, no, you can't. And then he insisted and said, no, you can't. And this went backwards and forwards for quite a bit of time. Until eventually they got fed up and they caved in and they said, look, we'll let you off. And I'm telling you, if you go off, you're staying off. So he said, okay, I'm going off. And he went off and he got his talisman to fill it. Now you all know that that plane was plane number 2 that which went into the South Tower at 9:11 in the morning. But okay, so one life was saved, but there's so much more to that story. Because when at 8:53, when North Tower was hit, the emergency alarm went off in South Tower.
Yeah.
And people in South Tower began to evacuate. There were 20 minutes, 18 minutes that people were evacuating from South Tower, which meant that when South Tower was hit at 11 minutes past 9 in the morning, thousands of lives were saved because of this one Yid who delayed the plane. He delayed that plane by 20 minutes. They had planned to hit the two simultaneously. And because one hit and then the other, 20 minutes later, thousands of lives were saved. That you'll only find in a Yiddish book, in Klal Yisrael. That's what David HaMelech is saying. They'll speak about your awesome power, about an amazing and a frightening story of the Twin Towers. But David HaMelech says, I will talk about your kindness. I'll look at the same event that the world looks at, and I'll look at the Hashkocha. Even though it's a terrible story and it's a very sad story, but look at the Gdula, that greatness, the Hashkocha that Hashem put into this story in order to save so many lives. So David HaMelech has taught Klal Yisrael how to praise. Until Zecher Rav Tuchay Abiyu, until they, the world now, comes on board with David HaMelech. And Zecher Rav Tuchay Abiyu, the remembrance of your abundant goodness, they will utter Ugdul Betzidkoscha Yeranenu, and your righteousness, they will sing joyously. So we have, this is a dialogue. That's the starting point of the world. David HaMelech says, no. When you talk about an apple. When you talk about Machias Dever. They'll talk about your awesome power in the Twin Towers. And David HaMelech says, I'll talk about the tremendous Hashkocha in the Twin Towers. Until we have the whole world coming on board. That's part one of Ashrei. David HaMelech teaches Klal Yisrael really how to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's as far as we're going to get done this morning. I hope this makes a difference to you, Ashrei.